We're talking Plymouth Argyle because it is a huge day today in the ongoing saga. Plymouth City Councillors vote today on whether to spend £1.6 million of taxpayers' money buying Home Park. The leader of the council says the deal could help save Plymouth Argyle, protect the land and earn the council an annual rent of £135,000 a year. So how does the club's potential new owner, James Brent, feel about the deal? Let's find out. Morning, James.
Morning, Gordon.
Will you be at the meeting today?
I'm afraid I won't. I'm just heading back to London now, so I'm going to be in London with the lawyers.
I'm presuming that on other Argyle business.
It is indeed, yes.
It has, as you have consistently told us on this programme, you have spent many hours and virtually all of each working day on this, haven't you?
Well, it's certainly taken up a fair proportion of my time, that's for sure, yes.
Have you had any indication from Plymouth City Council how the meeting could fare today?
Well, to be quite honest, Gordon, we've been reasonably confident and hopeful that the council would not prove to be an obstacle in this. I mean, there are many other potential obstacles, but we're so hopeful that the council is not one.
Are you nervous ahead of the outcome today?
Well, to be quite honest, I'm pretty hopeful about the outcome of the council meeting. I mean, clearly it's a democratic process, which always has risk, but I'm pretty hopeful on that. The bigger concern for me is that we have a number of parties that have claims or potential claims against the club that we need to address. That's what I'm focusing on today.
Could you highlight for our listeners what type of thing you refer to there?
Well, not going through the individual list, but there are some potential claims that the transfer is a matter of law to a new company, and the new company will not have adequate resources to meet all of those claims, so we need to just quite a few people need to agree those.
I know you are on your mobile at the airport at the moment. If the signal drops out again, I apologise for our listeners. Obviously, we have to create all scenarios, James. If the council votes against buying the ground, where would that leave you?
We've been very clear from the outset, Gordon, that we are, I either do this in conjunction with the council or we don't do it at all.
Because one of the main topics surrounding this is away from football, and that is the economic benefits. The economic benefits that the city, quite frankly, can do with.
Yeah, I mean that was the reason that we initially had an interest in the football club. It wasn't driven by the football. It was that we just felt it would be very damaging, not just to the city, but to Devon and Cornwall, if the football club was to be lost. So that was why we got involved from the outset. And I passionately believe that is the case. I believe that much more now than I did when we started.
So should the council vote in the way that you wish it to, do we have now a definitive timescale as to which day you could become the owner of Plymouth Argyle?
Unfortunately not. I mean, the other couple of major variables, one, the Football League, and so getting all of these various things concluded as to potential abilities. What we clearly want to do is, if the transaction is to go, to do it as quickly as possible, then we can start paying staff, so we can actually pay the October payment early, rather than late, which is what people are seeing today, or not at all. But that is dependent on Football League approval and on recent agreement with these parties.
Has it, since you took on this ideal of yours, James, has it surprised you, the rigmarole that you have to go through as a potential bidder? You mentioned the Football League, of course, and they have to go through their due diligence process. As just one example.
Well, I've certainly been surprised as to the number of liabilities that have come out of the woodwork on this. I mean, we buy quite a number of companies, but there seem to be more undisclosed liabilities on Plymouth Argyle than I've seen on any other companies we bought.
And have you thought ahead in so much as looking at investing in playing staff, as well as you mentioned, looking after the staff who have not received their wages for quite some time?
Yeah, I mean we've been speaking to Peter Ritzell and others at the club about what needs to be done in the first few days of ownership and what would need to be done in January when the transfer window opens. And one of the positive things about League Two is that the sort of cost of acquiring quality players for a quality club like Plymouth Argyle is not that high, as you know.
The signal just about lasted, James, from where you are. I trust you weren't in an area that you weren't supposed to be using your mobile.
No, but my plane's about to go, so I better jump.
Okay. Well, don't jump. Whatever you do, don't jump, James. Not at this point.
Thanks, God.
Take care. Have a good day. James Brent with us this morning on BBC Radio Devon. 6:10 is the time.